This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
TalkSTL.com, Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the war room of the O'Keefe Think Tank, this is Real Spoilers, episode 167, I think.
He says tentatively.
Yes, in which we will take on the box office report for the week ending March 13th, 2016. We'll go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
And this is Tom. Kevin is still out getting engagement pictures taken.
Hanging out with Duff Man.
Yeah. Blowing up our Facebook feed with vacation photos. I think that's the modern day equivalent. People used to complain about people would come back from the vacation and shows. Show slides. Yeah. It's like now it's like Facebook photos.
Yeah. Man, my Uncle Gus. Ooh, man. Yeah. That dude loves him some slideshows.
I'll take Facebook photo. I'll take blowing up my Facebook feed over. I'm going to come over to your house and do a 3-hour PowerPoint presentation. Thank you. So, shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes, and I completely forgot to pull up our League of Show Shares. I had a long weekend.
Did you? In case you can't tell, I'm sleepy.
Yeah. I had a very long... Would you like to hear a little bit about my weekend?
I would,
so,
yeah.
My day job, and for people that don't know or haven't, I recently got promoted. I handled marketing for a concert venue and arena in St. Louis, and I recently got promoted to booking, so...
But you're also doing your current job, right?
But I still do marketing.
You're super important.
Well, you got one of the modern jobs that people have now, where it's like, you got promoted.
Well, you don't leave that other one.
Yeah, you're bringing it with you.
I also do some light janitorial duties on the weekends.
Congratulations.
I park people, so I do handle valet parking.
Excellent. Do you take tickets, too?
I do.
Okay,
I tear
good,
the tickets.
Good.
It's, yeah. And so we had an event on Saturday, and the event was Caesar Milan.
I got to tell you... Didn't know that guy went on tour.
Yeah, and so Caesar Milan was in the news, if you don't know, because there was an episode of his show where he was trying to help a dog that had been aggressive against some pigs, and he was trying to help it get reacclimated to the pigs.
I've never heard this story.
Yeah, and so the lady owned the dog and the pigs, and she was like, oh, can you help? This dog, I guess, killed one of the pigs, and she's like, I don't want to have to put my dog down, but I can't have, you know, can you help him be okay around the pigs? And so they were training him, and I guess the dog went after one of the pigs and bit its ear, like nipped its ear, and drew blood. They immediately pulled the dog off the pig. And this was an episode of the show. Like, this wasn't like some secret thing that happened in the back
it wasn't
room.
Leaked footage or anything.
Right. This was, they aired it as an episode on Nat Geo, Nat Geo Wild.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't like he was exposed for doing this.
Right.
Like, they were like,
this wasn't like behind the scenes at the
surface.
And you're like,
totally. Yeah.
Like,
this wasn't like weird cell phone footage.
Yeah.
Like,
stop tasing that elephant.
Yeah. And so, like, they immediately got the dog off the pig, and they still kept working with them, and now, like, the dog and the pig are best friends. Like, they get along. Mm-hmm. The pig literally takes the dog for walks. They put a leash around the pig, and it connects to the dog, and the dog trots around after the pig.
Yeah.
So,
I think that says more about the owner.
I'm not judging, but if you did decide that having a community, a house where dogs and pigs could live in harmony, I mean, you are stacking the deck against yourself a little bit.
That's true. I mean, you know that, like, if you go to PetSmart, you can literally buy a bag full of pig ears.
Yeah.
Like that's
yeah. a thing.
They're delicious.
Yes. Yeah.
It'd be like if you put me in a house with pigs and yeah. their ears were made out of Cheetos.
Well, I mean,
I think if you put anybody in a house with a pig and you're like, well,
that's too much work.
I mean, it is, you know, for some people, it's like, that's bacon.
That, yeah. It's more than bacon. It's so, pork steaks.
I know.
And ham.
So I'm sorry for our vegan and vegetarian ribs. Friends. Yeah. But
I'm sorry they don't get to eat bacon and hamburgers. Well, I'm sorry. But
you can understand, like, it's like, you know,
it's all there for a reason.
So somebody saw the episode and filed a complaint.
Oh.
And so when he comes to town, part of his show is he does demonstrations with animals. And I got to tell you, I'm not really, like, into these animal shows. But I watched the show, or a good chunk of it, and when he would train these dogs, it was insane. Because, like, so how quickly, like, he could get them to do what he wanted to do. I mean,
I guess I always thought that show was Bull, but apparently not.
It is not Bull. And here, let me pull the scenes back. Let me pull the curtains back for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, normally when he goes and does a show like this, he wants dogs from animal shelters. Because he's like, oh, like, maybe we'll help them. Or maybe somebody in the show will want to adopt them. Like, it's a good way to.
Yeah.
So, because of this controversy, he said, making air quotes that you can't see because it's a podcast, none of the shelters would work with us.
Oh.
And so we had to, my wife and I, spent Saturday morning calling people like, do you have a dog? Can we use your dog? Does your dog have one of these traits? Because they right. were looking for some very specific traits to correct, because it's like, one, they want traits that are common because it's a show, sure. two, you know, and two, they want traits that are easy to correct, you know, in a short show, quick right. progress on stage, you know,
right? Yeah. Can't be blind,
right? Yeah, like
fix you know, that the Jesus of dogs,
fix my yeah. dog.
Or well, that'd be pretty like, impressive.
There can't be like my dog has separation anxiety. Well, how do you show that on stage?
Yeah,
everybody has to quietly leave.
Okay,
go stand out in the lobby. Like you can't do that.
Yeah.
So we spent all morning scrambling, calling people like friends of friends, and like, do you have a? You might have seen my Facebook post.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, and I was like, we need dogs. And so they wanted 10 dogs. From those 10, they would pick 5, you know. So we spent all day doing that, all day, and
that's
then also
day.
Worry about protesters. And then when that was done, I still had to go work a show, so I'm very tired. And just a little bit more pulling back the curtain, so well, back to that thing though, like, so like I know that those dogs were legit,
right?
Like, he
right,
did
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah
he did not see those dogs and I mean he right. saw them in advance because he went through and talked to them. And what was really nice is the people that didn't get selected, they all got tickets to the show, and they all got a picture with Caesar, because that's important to you if you're willing to
sure.
do that. And, like, he took time to talk to them about, like, here's something you might want to try. Like, I'm not going to use your dog, but here's what I
well,
would
that's
recommend.
Cool. Oh, that's
so
nice
they still got,
that's
like,
cool.
a moment where Caesar would be like, here's what you should do. Here's what I think you should do with your dog, which
right.
was nice. So I'm in the middle of all that. Right? I'm in the middle of all that.
Somebody
oh,
let
no.
a pig loose.
No. Yeah, somebody let a pig loose. And they found out we were selling hot dogs. In the middle of all that, we finally get our last dog booked. I'm like, okay, I got a moment to breathe before the show, because now all the dogs have to show up at the arena at 3:45 for him to pick, and I got to corral all that. I got a yeah. dog corral, right? My phone rings, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. This is the Bernie Sanders campaign. Can we use your venue on
oh,
Monday?
Oh, no.
I was so just going to ask you on the way here.
He's here today.
Has anybody contacted you about?
Yes.
He's
so,
going to be in
so
Afton.
Then, so then Bernie Sanders will be at my venue
oh.
on Monday. And so
oh,
which
that
is
should
out
be
there.
Wait a minute. Wait
thing.
A minute.
Yeah.
He's in Afton today.
Yeah, and he'll be at the Family Arena tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so my day just was already crazy.
Yeah.
And then just blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
so.
Did.
That wow. was so. That is why I am.
Have
super
you had
exhausted.
Any? So you know, not to get too political. Obviously, Donald Trump was here Friday, and then because of what happened on Friday,
and then he went to Chicago.
He
oh
didn't,
no,
he tried to go to Chicago. So, do they give you an idea as to like how he's doing in other buildings? Like, do they like if
no?
If,
I so and
you're,
honestly
you're just guessing.
I don't care.
Like, I'm just
no,
curious.
I mean,
to, like,
I don't
what?
Mean that in a crappy way. I oh. mean, like, they come in, they rent the facility. I have a price. They
right.
pay it. I have. And now that whatever deal I broker with them, that will be my deal for any political candidate
yeah.
this season.
Okay.
So, like, it has to be the same. So, whatever,
right.
you know, so.
Not
so
like you're, we're,
well, you also have
favors.
A
right.
you're, it's a government.
Yeah. Where I work is owned
facility.
by a county. It's a county owned facility. And it's a very large county in St. Louis. It's mm-hmm. just outside of St. Louis, but it's large. And It's like, I think, 500,000 or 600,000 people.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's a good size. And so
that's what she said.
Yeah, thank you. So we also have that to contend with.
Right.
That people are very sensitive to the fact of, like, did you? And ironically, the county I don't live in it, but the county I work in is also a very Republican county. So
that's true.
And
what people don't realize is, like, if you look at the map of Missouri, it's all red except for like one little dot. And that's St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, other than that, we're a red state.
Yeah.
And not in the Kevin Smith style, though.
Yeah. Thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Regardless of your politics, I don't think you want to be that kind of a red state.
No, that's bad news.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting because even though pretty much everybody that works at the county in an elected official capacity is a Republican, like, honestly, they're all very excited about it.
It could be really cool.
Yeah. They're like, this is great for our community and great for our building. And like, we're excited to have it. Like, you wouldn't think, like, if you don't know, if you're not inside the world, you would think, oh, they got to be hating this. Not at all.
It's all about that dineros.
Well, and they, like I said, they also, like, you know, the more I work around politicians, the more I realize that it's like, they love politics.
Right.
Right. And so, like, even if they disagree with somebody, if somebody reaches a certain level in politics, they're like, that's a rock star. excited about that.
It's true. You know? This guy's like two steps away from being the man.
Right. Yeah, you know? And it's like, who knows if it'll pan out or not, but it's still like he's gotten to a level where, like, the other politicians, regardless of either side, I mean, they might say, I don't like what he's doing, but they're still kind of like, oh, wow, that
but
guy.
But that's, there's, he's doing something.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And,
no, I mean, it's weird because, like, if you're around, like, not entry level politicians, but just your street level politicians.
Sure.
Most of them are just kind of like swing this way or that way a little. You know, what we're seeing on TV are just eggs. Three massive.
Yeah.
I
think the higher you get up, the more polarizing you have to be. And that's problematic. And that's a topic for a different podcast.
Because all these politicians who have been dropping out of the race, they just weren't crazy enough.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, I don't mean that like I'm not making fun of them.
No, the ones
or
that dropped out. Like when you look at who they're going
not,
against,
they were not like they didn't have enough of a show, or they didn't have enough quotes that they could throw out there. They
it's
didn't
funny
have enough.
When you look at Back to the Future now, when he has that interaction with him, he's like, "Who's president in 1985?" He's like, "Ronald Reagan." He's like, "The actor?"
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like, no, it's not.
Yeah, like, oh, that's,
little did you know,
that's adorable. I saw a clip from when Trump was in town. And
good Lord.
And it was just like an 8-second clip. And you might have seen it.
That's
but
all
it was,
you need.
It was Black Lives Matter camp.
Yeah.
And I say that because they were holding the signs. I'm not just like, oh, they're black. They must be Black Lives
Matter.
Right. Yeah, like, and so and they were stepping on an American flag.
Yeah.
While Trump supporters were screaming white power.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, this is great because everybody gets to go home with the same stereotypes that they showed up
right,
with. Like,
exactly.
Everybody gets to go home believing what they arrived believing.
Yeah.
Like, it's
nobody
like,
changed anything.
It was wish fulfillment.
Yeah, right. It's exactly what it was.
Like, well, great.
Yeah.
I know. It's.
And it's like, and not to get too political, but the Trump thing scares the whole hell out of me.
I am right there with you, man.
But I don't believe that the vast majority of those people that support him are racist. I think, like, not to the white power end of things. I'm not saying that they're the
but
most.
But that's the stuff that plays.
Yes, that's the stuff that plays. And I also think that, you know, they see a Black Lives Matter person stepping on an American flag, and they want to do something to hurt them back. You know, it's like when somebody cuts you off in traffic, the first thing you do is like, oh, fat bitch or whatever. That's your go-to.
Yeah.
And like, you would never, like, if you were, you'd be like, you know, like, oh, I don't think we should hire fat people. Like, that would never come out of your mouth. But somebody pisses you off and you want to hurt them back. And I think that's a lot of what's at play and especially in a clip like that. But
you don't get it. Granted, there's no context to put something like that in, but. You know, when you only see an 8-second clip, and that's what that's what the news is now. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's 30, 45 second clips.
I mean,
exactly.
It is everything. Like, it's just like, I mean, scrolling through your Facebook feed,
right?
Clickbait. I mean, you're like, everything is. I mean, the news is sort of like emulating worse than it has been. It's always been. I mean, media's always been like that. you know, the whole,
used to be
if
like
it bleeds,
sound bites,
it leads.
Which were at least a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and I saw this clickbait with the Cesar Millan. It's like, Cesar Millan under investigation for animal cruelty.
Yeah.
And then you read the article and you're like,
is he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't sound like, I mean, you know how many people, how many levels of scrutiny a television show has to go through before it hits the air? And for all of those people to see that show, all of those people that work at National Geographic, all of those people that work with animals
for
a living.
I mean, I think it's safe to say they have a reputation to uphold.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, that's
like
true.
A 200-year reputation. Yeah. And, but you have all those people that saw that and were like, and said, oh, he did a good thing. This is a good episode.
Yeah.
And it takes one guy in L.A. to file a complaint, and now he's under investigation for animal cruelty.
It's just right now where we are. I'm going to sound all grandpa here, but I think social media has made it, just escalated it to the point of absurd. Is that everybody's just going by the headline.
Yeah.
And they're only reading the headlines.
Because
and they're taking all their news from the headlines.
They're jumping to conclusions, too.
Right, because there are so many headlines. Because everything in your Facebook feed is technically a headline, right? So there's so many headlines that you can't read them all.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't tell you how many times, and I like to think that I'm a little bit better about digging in on stuff than the average person, but I can tell you how many times I might see a headline 4, 5, 6 times before I'm finally like,
oh man,
okay, I'll click through
okay,
and see
what
this
is.
Yeah, you know,
I'm the same way. Like, if I see it, I'd never click on the first one, but if I see the same deal, 5, 6, 7 people posting the same thing, I was like, oh man, all right, fine.
Here's why diet soda is killing you from health _ news.
Yeah.
331.
That's the other thing.
Hyphen, like, asterisk.
Everything's killing us.
Like,
dot biz.
Yeah. First of all, the first thing I do, I don't know. I mean, like for me, you know, my church is like people like Penn and Teller and Mythbusters and people who debunk and you know, break apart and test the experiment. And like, for me, that's like
science is
that's more of a religion to me than
religion,
the traditional religion that I grew up with. And it's just because, you know, you get pretty jazzed when you see things like, maybe it's real, maybe it's not, but let's try it. Let's see.
Yeah.
But people who don't understand what the onion is.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Still?
That's insane.
20 years later.
When you have to post an article that's like, look, this is a joke.
Right.
Like, I'm posting this article as a joke.
Or people who don't actively go to Snopes. It's like, why do I always have to be the guy? And I don't want to be like, actually, but you know, it's like, I'm like, I don't know how many times I've like had to like, there are people that I know where I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Easy.
Let's go to Snopes for a second.
Yeah.
And no. Okay.
Totally
sorry.
Not real.
Sorry for doing that, but you're really getting out of control.
Yeah.
It's like, how many times do we have to, like,
every
just,
time,
just
every
like,
time
we, you know, everybody needs to fact check themselves now.
Yeah.
Fact check. What's that?
Yeah. Exactly.
All that is.
Because it's all headlines.
That's all it is.
I'm going to start posting my news feed like that.
What? You won't believe what happened next.
Yeah. And it's just a picture of me eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
So you taking a poop.
Do you remember, and this was a while back, when this podcast was about movies?
No.
Was it?
It was.
Well, when did that happen?
I think we should... that was a wonderful conversation. I'm not complaining. But
it was. Well, you know what? This is the most amazing, like, tangent.
This is what happens when people run around.
We may have set a record. Congratulations, listeners.
Yes.
It looks like we're like 17 minutes.
If you're still here. If you're still listening. Yeah. So.
Well, we've gone on tangents about movies.
Yeah.
Just not about this.
Not about real world stuff thereof. And so, but let's turn our eyes to the box office. Dan has Kevin's abacus at the ready. Dan?
I do. It's dusty. So
it's got a wonderful tan.
Yeah, it's very tan, and it's weighted down by this heavy ring. So number one movie this week, Zootopia.
Oh, it's doing okay for itself.
Yeah,
pulled in $52 million. So not bad.
That's a lot. That's a week two.
That is week two. Yeah. Grand total of $145 million. Only down 30%. So
that's amazing. Especially
that's a tiny drop
considering how much money it made last week.
Right.
For
it
to only be down 30%, that's stellar.
I think it's probably one of those ones that people are actually actively talking about.
Well, I think they were smart because they have the cute characters and the funny characters for the kids, but they also are able, like, the adults are like, you should probably go check this out, like, to other adults.
Yeah, we're definitely, I think, okay, so what was the last Disney. Was it
Big Hero 6?
It was Big Hero 6.
So,
which I thought was good, but I didn't think it was
fine. I like it, but it's one that, like, it's really not family friendly. Like, I won't watch that with my daughter, who's like 1.5, because it's I think it's just a little intense.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all. I just think it's like for young ones, it might be a little bit much. I would say from like seven and above.
I find that interesting. I've always found that interesting when people say that, and there's nothing wrong with it. You raise your children like how you want. Like, I'm not trying to be. It's like, I don't think I ever took my kids to a kids' movie where they freaked out. Like, where I'm freaked out, it's too strong of a word, but where they got like too like worked up or concerned or like
That was this one I said on the last podcast. Yeah. Like, my daughter was like, I have to go to the bathroom, and we went to the bathroom, and she was like, I don't want to go back in. And I was like, really? Okay. Like, we have to.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a preemptive strike. And
do you have $8.50? Yeah, well, if you're not paying daddy back, you're going back in.
Yeah, I have to do a podcast on this. So yeah, we're going back in there.
It's, you know, I can't say that she would have any reaction whatsoever. She's yet to get upset, but it was.
We did. This started with.
Not like when we watched The Walking Dead. I mean, right, that's obviously. Fine.
My daughter is 4, and we watched. Not the old Scooby-Doo, but there was like that like, I don't know, 6 years ago, they did like a reboot of Scooby-Doo. Mm-hmm.
They do a reboot of Scooby-Doo when they started like every 4 years.
This is when they started doing the ghosts were actually ghosts.
Yeah. Well, I don't, maybe.
They started doing the ghosts as ghosts, and I was kind of like.
She was, and even, I was like, oh, it's Scooby-Doo. Yeah. Like, how bad could it be? And we got through like 2 episodes. She was like, nope. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I think that might have, is that when Casey Kasem finally dropped
out? Yeah, it was like, definitely Matthew Lillard.
He didn't like. He had issues on Scooby-Doo for a while because he became a diehard vegan, going back to our first topic. Yeah. He became a diehard vegan, and like when the movie came out, they were doing all these tie-ins with Burger King, and he was like, no. And then to get him back, they had to like Shaggy wouldn't
eat
sandwiches anymore.
There was that weird time when he
was
eating
like veggie sandwiches all the time.
Falafel.
And then they were just like, okay. And then I know somebody bailed when they went to like the ghosts were actually ghosts because they were like, that's not what the show's about. Yeah. The whole point of the show is that stuff isn't true. There's nothing to be scared of. And now you're telling people
actually,
it is
you're supposed to be scared of the people.
Yeah. Right.
Like, not the ghost. Be scared of everybody else that's around you.
And the mean old man.
That's a good life
that
lesson.
That is a good life lesson.
Yeah, the mean old man who lives by himself.
Yeah. Be scared of that
Go
guy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. But no, I think he took over. And I think for a minute, Freddie Prinze Jr., like, they had that cast was doing the voice.
Were they?
I think.
Yeah.
And then, but they brought back the original Fred. And then they have like the guy who like the gal who kind of sounds like Daphne.
I think Fred is also Scooby now.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's like Frank Welker.
Okay.
And I think he does both of them. Okay. Yeah. And their Velma is Mindy Cohn, who you would know as from Facts of Life.
Yeah. Tootie.
No, Tootie is the
Natalie.
Natalie. Yeah, Tootie was the black girl on roller skates.
Which one was
Natalie? Natalie was like the big one.
Oh, which one was the cute one?
Blair. That was
Blair.
Talking
about Blair?
Yeah. Or Joe.
I'm not talking about Joe.
In hindsight, I like Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I think Joe liked Blair, so.
Yeah. Well, the character, maybe, not the actress.
No, not the actress.
Yeah, but the character within the show, though, was straight.
She was?
She had boyfriends and stuff. I think they even did it in. I think she even gets married. But
yeah.
And the actress who plays Blair is she's very religious now. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
I was watching a weird a Nightmare on Elm Street like documentary. Mm-hmm. And I guess there was some show with Heather Langenkamp where she was like a sitcom, but they had like 3 girls from Nightmare on Elm Street who were all cast on the show.
Hmm.
And everybody was like, we didn't realize it until about halfway through that we had all played like final girls on Nightmare on Elm Street. And I guess at one point they finally make a joke about it where she runs through she's like, this is like being on a Nightmare on Elm Street. And it was just really weird how nobody caught on that, like, all of these girls were in these.
They were all friends of Freddy.
Friends of Freddy.
Yeah.
So our number 2 movie this week, our movie of the week, 10 Cloverfield Lane, with a cool $23.3 million.
Really happy with that.
They got to be very happy with that.
Yeah, I mean.
Granted, they saved everything to the. Never mind.
I don't have a sense of a budget on this.
I believe it was 15.
Yeah.
I was going to say it
can't be.
No.
Be much, but
until the last 10 minutes.
Wow.
Well, I was going to leave that part out, Tom.
Well, that's what we do. Well, you didn't say what.
That's true, yeah.
But we will. And if you, so listen to our next episode, and we will spoil
the crap out of that. Exactly what that is.
Number 3, Deadpool.
Still hanging in
there. Still hanging in there. Almost 11 million, 10.7 million, only down 36%. Still on 3,300 screens.
Wow. For now. Wait till next week.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a grand
next
total.
Week is the following week. Is
following week.
Yeah, following week. Sorry. Yeah, 2 weeks.
The grand total of $328 million.
Is that the highest grossing X-Men film?
Yes. It's also the highest grossing R-rated film of all time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Wasn't it The Hangover? Was it The Hangover?
I think it beat The Hangover.
It beat The Hangover.
Oh, yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah. It is. I know we've all touched on it. I mean, it's definitely going to. And James Gunn, I think, nailed it. Like, he was the first one out of the gate.
Yep.
Kind of said, this is going to lead to.
It's weird. Like he has been bad. Outspoken. So, obviously, this week we got the release of the new Captain America trailer where we got a picture of Spider-Man for the first time. And he immediately, like, even before that trailer came out, he's like, the casting of Tom Holland will be compared to Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
as Iron Man.
Yeah.
So, like, and it's, like, you know, most of these guys, it's just lip service. Like, mm-hmm. they're just talking. But I feel like James Gunn isn't that guy.
No, because he's willing to,
like, not just say whatever, just because he's not flying off the cuff. But I feel like if he's being honest about something, like, you can take that to the bank.
And I think he likes he likes the nerd world.
He
doesn't want to lose his credibility.
Also
that's
true.
That's right. important to him.
He's
a Midwesterner too.
He is.
Yeah.
Is
he grew up like here? A couple blocks from here. I think he went to the same high school that my son goes
to. Oh, really?
I think. No, I'm not 100%.
Yeah. He's got a legacy to live up to. So,
James Gunn?
Yeah.
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 They also cast Stallone in Guardians 2.
Yeah,
like
something.
Stallone and Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell is going to be Star-Lord's dad.
Whomever he may be.
Yeah. But Stallone, I was like, can you just be Judge Dredd? Judge, why not? I don't see why not. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be part of Yondu's. I think it might be like the
Yondu's boss.
Well, I think it could be kind of like Daniel Craig in Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Where he's going to be in it, but he's not going to be
in
it.
But, you know, Stallone, it's not like you can have him as, like, just a voice.
That's true.
Right. And I don't know that, like, when Daniel Craig did that in Star Wars, it's because he grew up loving Star Wars.
You don't think Stallone loves Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't think Stallone grew up loving Guardians of the Galaxy.
No,
I don't think that he would do that.
And Craig, I mean, he played it off so well because when he was asked about, well, that and the fact that, like, when they had asked him about it, he was so nasty.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, sorry. And then it was like, no, he was. But,
yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I just think it's kind of funny that they just, like, Stallone? Really?
Yeah. All right. He's more apt to show up as an extra in that Bowery Boys reboot. I'll be an East Side Kid.
Hood's Hall. There you go. It was Hunts Hall and, God, who was the other guy?
I don't even know their names. I just know the
Hunts Hall was the guy with the hat.
Yeah.
He kind of looked like Rick Nielsen. And Cheap Trick.
It does, yeah. And they were like making those movies when they were like 70.
Oh.
And they were still supposed to be teenagers. It was weird. They were like the old time comedy equivalent of Angus Young.
Yeah, who, you know, I just thought
still
a thing about that.
Yeah.
I know.
Brian Johnson. And apparently, like, maybe the St. Louis show was the last.
Oh, is that right?
Show.
Had they not done one since
Dang
that
it.
Show?
No.
Really?
Dang
really.
It.
Oh, I threw away my ticket stub. Oh, no.
Yeah, how was the show?
It was amazing.
I saw them the last time they were here. And
they did. And I see a lot of concerts. Just gets an occupational hazard, so I'm kind of a jaded bastard. And they were great. And I remember I told Crystal, I was like, we're going to go see AC/DC. And she's just like, I'm like, I know it's not your thing, but it's like, it's AC/DC.
Yeah.
Like, you got to see AC/DC at least once.
There's certain bands you need to see.
And the clock's ticking on this one. And she's like, okay. She's a real good sport, but she's like, okay, you know. And even she was like, because they weren't stingy with hits, you know.
No, not at all.
And she was like, she's like, wow, that was really good. She's like, I can't believe they still sound that good. Because that's a tough thing to sing.
Yeah.
And I really thought if he ever had to pack it in, it would be because his voice went, not because his ears went. I guess his ears got tired of listening to his voice. But I was just, and when I showed her that story, she was like, oh my God. She's like, I'm so glad we
that's
went
also
now.
Like that's a tough, you can't really duplicate that voice. You know what I mean? Like, I think that voice
I know that he's
like
a replacement singer.
Yeah,
you know,
but,
obviously because of, you know, Bon Scott, and they had a lot of hits with Bon Scott.
Yes,
you know?
They did.
That's not like a footnote. And
right.
There was a singer before Bon Scott who's like, you know, toiling in obscurity saying like, I'll do it. You know, literally, I saw an article. But I don't think you can replace him at this point. Like, not and have people be like, sure, I'll give you $185 a ticket. Like,
right.
That's going to be tough.
That's what I saw.
There are certainly people that I think have that sound that could do it, but I don't feel like they're big enough names. So, like, the first person I thought of was Jesse James Dupree from the rock band Jackal. And if you ever meet him, you'll know because he'll say, hi, I'm Jesse James Dupree from the rock band Jackal.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. But, like, when
just making sure you understand who he is.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, it's actually not ego. It's him being humble.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to assume that you know who he is.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
And so, when I was in radio, I worked at a rock station where we played a lot of that kind of music, right? And so I remember the first time I ever dealt with a Jackal concert. Like, normally, like, you get a call from, like, their manager or
a
publicist. What's that?
Yeah. Spelled with a Y.
Jackal. It was it?
Yeah, yeah. J-A-C-K-Y-L. Okay. And
do you have to buy a log?
I had to buy a chainsaw.
Yeah.
I had to acquire a chainsaw for
you
giveaway.
Did?
I did, yeah, yeah. These are the things that I have to do in my life. We're gonna give. Here are the things I have to worry about in my world. Like, so we're going to give away a chainsaw, and you're going to autograph it. Okay. Do you have any licensing agreements with chainsaw companies, or do I have to use a specific chainsaw, or can I buy any chainsaw?
Troy Bilt.
Oh, no, we're Husqvarna. You got to get a... Okay.
Damn
like
it.
That's, you know... Like, that's what part of my day looks
right,
like.
Right.
You know? But my phone rings, and I'm like, hey, this is Tom. Hey, Tom, this is Jesse James Dupree from the rock band Jackal. How you doing? And I probably talked to him 20 times over the course of his show coming to town. Every single phone call began the same way.
That's pretty awesome.
Hey, Tom, this is Jesse James Dupree from the rock band Jackal. How you doing?
So super nice guy. That's pretty good.
Super
good
nice guy. Soup couldn't be nicer.
That's awesome.
That's when I saw Alice in Chains. Alice, like, after he had died. So they bring out, they come on stage. I was like, this is going to suck. Like, they came with the Deftones, and I was like, I'm really only here for the Deftones.
I remember that show. I heard they were great,
They were amazing. Like, you would have, if you would turn your back, you would have no clue.
Is it a black guy?
It's a tiny black dude.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that I did a Jerry Cantrell show when I worked at Pops,
and
they had a guy saying, I'm almost positive, because it was like, it was a black guy singing the Lane Staley stuff.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
You'd have no idea.
I also think he was insanely good.
I think we realized later that Jerry Cantrell did a lot
of
heavy lifting.
Yeah, you didn't realize how much he did.
When you listen to his solo album was at Boggy Depot. And he had a song called Cut You In.
Yep.
And when you hear him sing it, you're like, this sounds like Alice in Chains.
Sounds
he was doing
just
a lot
like
more
Alice
singing.
Yeah.
And similar to Michael Anthony and Van Halen. You don't realize. I saw Michael Anthony open for Sammy Hagar.
Right.
And so
that would have been kind of cool.
It was cool. And he was playing all old school Van Halen.
Yeah.
Like Van Halen 1 through like Fair Warning.
Wow.
That was it. And like he's singing this stuff. And at first I was like, wow, he does a really good David Lee Roth. And then it dawned on me like, oh, wait, no, he was singing that stuff.
Yeah,
because like part of the problem when you see Van Halen live with DLR is
not good.
Is that he has like, they need screw green M&Ms in your dressing room. They need to put a bowl full of Ritalin because like you can't stay focused on the song.
No.
Yep. And he's all over the place. Okay, well, it was Michael Anthony who was singing it, so it still sounded right. And then it sounded like what you wanted it to hear. And then Dave could go do all his crazy stuff.
Right.
Scatting and waving his sword around.
Yeah, and if he wants if he wants to come back to the song, it'll still be there because of Michael Anthony.
So
that's why he was such a loss to that band.
Yeah, and it's weird. I was just kind of like, I had my back to this, like I was working, so I had my back to the stage, and like if you don't see them, it sounds like 1993 Alice in Chains.
Yeah,
like it was insane. I was like, this
probably sounds better because they were all on heroin in 93.
That's true. They were all sober on this one.
Yeah.
I was like,
got to see them in 93.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. Well, now I can say that I saw some of them.
Yeah,
I don't know how many of them are still alive anymore, but.
So, continuing to number four.
Yeah!
Yes, we're flying through these. London Has Fallen made a cool $10 million this week. Down, London.
Yeah.
Has fallen down 50%.
London Has Fallen fallen.
To $38 million total. You know, I don't know if you guys use Waze, the app Waze. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it because it's not just a GPS, but it's a crowdsourced GPS, so everybody else is using it. So you actually get like it gives you live traffic, or people say there's an accident, or watch out for the car ahead, or hey, there's somebody who may give out tickets. I was like,
why would you not just say it? It's not going to offend me.
Well, you know, it's
Google
like
Maps gives you live traffic updates.
Yeah,
It's. I'm just curious what the like what makes it better. Like I'm not being argumentative.
I think it's. I think it's actually. I mean they. You have to be okay with the fact that they're tracking your speed and stuff like that.
Right. Oh, I see.
So it's a little more on the nose.
Yeah.
Because I've had things where it's like, oh, change your route, and all like I'm driving to work, and I don't have to drive that far. My ride's 14 minutes, but right. It was like turn here. Like, okay.
Can you get Google Maps on an iPhone? I honestly don't know.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't know. Really? I didn't know Apple no, played
any,
games.
Yes. Any Google app you can get on an iPhone.
Yeah,
I have. Oh, sorry. Finish yours.
No. Well. So anyway, the other cool thing is that you can, you know, like you got the voices, the navigation. So like I had C-3PO for the longest time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So then it was.
So in my head, I went R2-D2. I was like, that's annoying.
Ass. Yeah. But right now you can have Morgan Freeman.
Okay. That's kind of amazing.
And it was. And then at a certain point, I'm like, all right, because he's like, turn left. You will turn right
through a river of shit.
Thank you. And it's just so. It's just like. I actually don't like this. Like he's narrating my drive, but
don't tell me where to go. Morgan Freeman.
Everyone seems else like in the kinda, car feels like Miss Daisy.
Like I think he and I think he. I mean, you can when you listen to, it, you're like, I don't think he was into this.
Yeah,
like that check cleared. That's
yeah,
about it.
It was. It's good in theory, but it's right. You know.
Right. How does he say the name of all the roads?
He does it. See, now they've got a computer one that tells you. Because Ledoux is Laudway.
Right.
So I'm like, that's terrible.
That's funny.
Merrimack is Merrimack. So she doesn't work.
The way it's
or they just tell you turn left up ahead or gotcha. Turn left in 1 mile or, you know, so they have a hilarious. Generic version.
I have, Mike, I just bought a new car not too long ago and it's my first ever brand new car.
I don't know what that's like.
Did I? Yeah, it's like if you're wondering, I mentioned earlier in the episode I got promoted. so
I'm not sure if you heard me the first time,
but
I've
been promoted. So,
it's the title of this episode.
Yes, and so I it has Android Auto.
Yeah,
like so you download the app on your phone and it's wired, so that sucks. But you have to. So I plug up my phone and it pulls up Android Auto and it I can run everything through my dash and it's so cool.
That's pretty cool.
And like I bought and it saved me like $1,700 because they were like, do you want the GPS system? And I was like, no, because you're going to want me to buy a map every year. If I want real time traffic, it's going to be another $10 a month. Yeah. I'm like, I can run it through. And so I can run Google Maps through my Android Auto and obviously my phone and Spotify.
That's
and
brilliant.
Podcasts.
The auto manufacturers have caught on that like they're whatever UI. Or graphic user interface they come up with, it's never going to top what
the
phone companies are doing.
Yeah.
So they're just kind of getting in cahoots with them because...
Oh, I don't know why you wouldn't.
It's smart.
You know?
Yeah. It's so nice. Like, it's so nice. Like, and it's like there's a little microphone button at the top, so I hit the button, and like in Google Maps, I'll just be like, you know, like if we're going out for chicken, I'll be like, take me to Hodak, and it's like,
boop.
Yeah.
You should go to Old Standard.
Really?
Oh yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Do you like spicy?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, spicy.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Southern?
No, old Standard. Southern is another one. Old Standard is down off of
I've been there.
So good.
Tower Southern, Grove. I have to put
Southern's also very good.
Southern, if you like spicy, they're spicy. Ooh, like they're top, you know, they're number 5 or whatever.
Right. It's good stuff.
It's I was sweating. And I don't like spicy. I'm like, nah. Anything right, they're right. Like when they say like
they sprayed mace on it
when they say
did.
Spicy and I'm like that's cute
yeah I'll be the judge of that
yeah this was actually spicy
do it yeah so, there you go Tom
there's I always say when they're like when I order hot wings and they're like would you like ranch I'm like would like you are ranch or blue cheese and I'm like those are for the weak
yes exactly
actually I like a little bit of
there's
blue
not very
cheese.
Many yeah. times that yeah. I get to be manly
yeah
hot like, wings
that's the
I'm
time.
Not gonna fix anything I'm not gonna play a sport
yeah
like but so on chicken wings I can be like. I don't need your dressing, pussy.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah.
You can take your blue cheese and shove it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I don't know what that means.
There's no
your,
segue.
Taking your blue cheese and shove
worst segue ever. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, $4 million this week for $14 million total. So
that's a Tina Fey movie.
That's, yeah. A Tina Fey movie.
Yeah.
It's their,
Tina Fey, Margot Robbie.
Yeah. It's just... I think that one kind of came out. It came on. I it seems like it came on the heels of Sisters a little too soon.
I would agree.
It's a very different movie, though.
It's a
totally different type of film.
You wouldn't know that going into it because the trailer, like
the
I
trailer
know.
Tried to
the
make it look a little bit wackier.
This
than
is
it actually
Tina Fey's
was.
Continental Divide.
Oh,
and some people may know what that means.
I know what that means.
I don't know. Yeah, it was when it's a forgotten movie. I think he was playing Mike Royko.
Yeah, he was.
A forgotten movie. It's John Belushi.
Oh. It's his second to last film, right?
Second to last film.
Because Neighbors is his last film.
Yeah.
But he it was his attempt to be, it's a funny movie, but it's not a Belushi funny movie.
No, it's a pretty straight movie.
Yeah.
And it's almost a kind of a sweet movie. He's a Chicago reporter.
What?
Wacky in this at all.
I'm shocked that he's from Chicago.
Yeah. But he doesn't go wacky at all. It's worth checking out.
Straight. I mean, it's comedy, but
he's not doing the Belushi thing.
Yeah, he's not like, shoving food in his mouth and guy fall down stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those ones. And I don't even know if you can even find it. But
yeah, I don't know. Probably. Yeah.
Still trying to find that Elvis movie, so whatever.
Did you find it on YouTube?
No.
The Carpenter Elvis movie?
It's like, here's a trailer for it, or here's my review for it.
Yeah, that's weird. It's good. They should maybe just throw that as an extra on one of their other movies. Number six, The Young Messiah. $3 million for The Young Messiah.
Unfortunately, it beat out Risen.
Oh, yeah. This is the one with Sean Bean, right?
Is it?
I think so.
Does he survive?
I think he looks like he's a gladiator, like he's a Roman gladiator. I was like, why not?
With a British accent.
Of course. Yeah.
Sure.
You can get Elvis on DVD for $13.99.
There you go.
Oh, maybe I will.
I'll get it on Blu-ray.
Oh, see, that's my question.
At a bargain price of $315.
Oh my God. Never mind.
Is it like a German Blu-ray or
I'm assuming it's out of print or something.
That's it'll look really nice next to my Detective DVD that I just bought. I did. I just bought the Detective on DVD.
Oh, did you?
Wow. Yeah. Number seven, Sacha Baron Cohen's The Brothers Grimsby, which did anybody see?
No.
Did not screen it for critics. Not only, and Continental Divide, by FYI, is available on DVD for $9.99, does not appear to have been released on the Blu-ray.
$300, that's insane.
It must have came and went, and then the Elvis freaks are going to drive that price up.
Yeah, that's true.
The collectors.
Yeah,
right, so, it was weird is that not only did they not screen that for critics? They deleted it from the master list of films. Like, I went back and looked.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like,
it was on.
It was on one, and then the most recent one, it was completely, I was like, did it not open? But it opened locally, so I don't know. I typed it in, and Google gave me showtimes. Like, goodbye.
Is this supposed to be, so it's not.
He's not playing a character.
Well, he is playing a character, but not a documentary.
It's not that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the Ali G. Borat thing.
I heard really good things about it.
I think he's funny when he's not doing those characters. Like, I don't like Borat.
I thoroughly enjoyed Borat. Bruno was painful.
There was another one, wasn't there? The Dictator?
That was an actual scripted
comedy.
But like, I thought he was really funny in Talladega Nights, and I thought he was really funny in stuff where he's not doing like those stupid characters.
I think I appreciate that he goes all in, though. I mean, I admire like his commitment.
I guess if you're going in,
and just the thing with the Oscars, where
that was great.
I don't know if you heard the story. So he made an appearance as Ali G at the Oscars.
Okay.
First of all, the Academy asked him to present, and then they said, "Please, no characters. You were forbidden to do any characters."
Did he do a character before and got in trouble? Or are they
I think so. But he said, "Yeah, okay." So then he basically he acted like he was sick, and then he and Isla Fisher went to the restroom, and she applied the Ali G makeup. She had it hidden in her purse.
The whole head, the glasses, the whole thing.
She had the whole thing. She put it on, and then sure enough, he came walking on to the Ali G thing.
You can see the look on Olivia Wilde's face, where she's like, "Oh man,
this is not
what we planned at all."
And you know, it's like,
actually,
the Academy,
he wasn't offensive though. Like, he was just doing that character.
In the Academy, you know, it's like, if you are going to have Sacha Baron Cohen and say, "Please don't do this," you're kind of just saying,
don't push this button.
Right. And he's like, "Okay, sure."
So, why doesn't he get any crap for putting on brown face?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, you know, he was supposed to be Freddie Mercury, and I'm really bummed that that's not going to happen.
Yeah, he would have been a good one, I think.
He would have been great.
I'm not a huge fan either, but I think he would have been a good one.
He was going to be Freddie Mercury
in a biopic. Is he playing it straight?
Yes.
Well, you can't play it straight.
He was going to do a biopic, but apparently the rest of Queen kind of want a PG-13 version.
Oh, and he was going to go.
And it's like Freddie lived an R-rated lifestyle.
Yeah, he lived a PG lifestyle on stage.
No,
you don't think so?
No.
Okay.
No. I guess in hindsight, when you watch,
I guess that's true. I haven't seen a concert.
Yeah,
with.
But no.
Okay,
but. It's one of those things. It's like just like Rob Halford. When you see Rob Halford,
that's true.
Now,
that's true.
You know, versus back then, you're like,
back then, you didn't
make the connection, and then you're like,
yeah. Back then, it looks tough, and now you see it, you're like, oh, well,
this is yeah. Like,
I see what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like,
actually, who's the kid that they got? Don't they have a kid from American Idol who's fronting that band now?
Fronting Queen?
Yeah.
Oh,
Adam.
Yeah,
they were they went out with Paul Rogers from Bad Company, and then which. Paul Rogers is an amazing singer.
Amazing.
Yep. He has no business singing Queen songs.
Does anybody really?
Adam Lambert. Lambert doing Queen songs. Yes. He's got the register and the range.
I can see that.
What I mean? Okay. He's got the frontman flamboyance that Mercury had without trying to imitate Freddie Mercury.
You know who I wanted to see tour or front them? Annie Lennox.
Oh, I could see that.
I was like, go with a woman.
I don't know. Like, could she do that stuff, though?
Because she could do a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she would be. I think they would be better off. I mean, they're going to go with a sound alike.
Sure.
Or they could go just a kind of a different direction.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be kind of interesting.
You know, if you watch the Freddie concert, you can see all sorts of people saying, like, Robert Plant. It's like, they sound amazing, but it's not going to be the right.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that movie's not going to happen. So I think Ben Winshaw's up for it now.
Hmm.
Number 8, Gods of Egypt. Still
Goldie
at
Blood.
The theater. Gold Blood, $2.6 million. Grand total, $27 million. Looks like we won't have to deal with a sequel.
Did you see him go absolutely...
Like more Gods of Egypt.
Go absolutely crazy.
Still Gods of Egypt.
What's his name?
Just lost his
mind on critics, and he's like, "You don't understand." I was like, "No, we understand."
Yes, he
you
did.
Made a piece of crap.
The director,
Proyas,
Alex Proyas, got all
butthurt,
bent, and it's like, dude, this sucks.
Yeah, like I'm with you if you want to defend a piece of art that's like independently made. You know, like Kevin Smith defending Tusk. Like I
like
get
the
that.
Crow. I like love Dark City. I am not even bad with iRobot. This movie's terrible.
It's awful. But it's just like, just own it, dude.
And the directing is
what
questionable.
So.
And then number 10, for some reason, people are still seeing The Revenant with $2 million.
Because why not?
Yeah, why
Thank
not?
Thank God for
America
that.
America loves bear attacks.
Yeah. So grand total, $179 million.
They're probably just leaving it out so it could get to 180.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think there's a way they're going to hit 200 at this point.
No.
Unless they release a new version with an extra bear attack scene.
It just comes back.
Yeah,
again.
I mean, it's...
Now with more bear attacks.
Yeah. So.
So I feel like I want to ask you two gentlemen this question before we wrap up on this episode.
Yeah.
What did you think of the suit?
I am all in. It's kind of funny. Like, people are like, I don't like it. Like, it's... anybody ever see Steve Ditko?
Thank you.
I'm like, it's Ditko.
Yep.
I was not in love with the suit.
Really?
Not even from a design standpoint. I was fine with that. I didn't think that looked as good as people were saying it was. I think people want that to look good, and they're believing it looks good. But I don't think it actually looked good.
I do like the function of the eyes.
I love the eye. Like, when the eyes shrink down. So, like, if you read the books, you know that he has a suit. Like, Tony Stark builds him a suit at one point.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm wondering if this is
the Tony Stark suit.
So, like, in the comics, it's goofy looking, kind of. So, it's red, and it looks like an Iron Man suit, but
it's like Spider-Man. The metal one, right?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. But it's Spider-Man inspired.
Right.
So, I wonder if this is... They've said that he's going to build him a suit in this movie. So, I'm wondering if this is the suit and the eyes are mechanical.
So, there's some functionality
behind it. But I'm right there with you. Like, it has a little bit of Romita in there. It has a little bit of Ditko in there. It has a little bit of McFarlane in there.
Yeah. I mean, I was glad it didn't have the whole tech... I think we've just seen so much texture forced onto all of the
suits. Remember that first, like, in the Sam Raimi stuff, like the webs
webbing,
were popping off. Yeah.
And we've seen that. We've seen that with Superman. Mm-hmm. Like, everything has to have, because a flat material looks like really silly and cartoony.
Yeah.
And so they've added, you know, they're all the suits have a mesh texture.
And this one looks kind of like when they show up.
It's very subtle, but yeah. I mean, they have a little bit just so the light bounces off of
right,
it.
Right, right.
But I mean, yeah, we've seen that they've gone overboard on this whole texturing thing.
Right, I agree.
So
I think it looks great.
I think more people are thrown off by his voice. Because
maybe.
He sounds so young,
yeah,
that people are like, "What?"
If he's like, if they're saying he's 16,
the point.
Yeah, 16. I was like, "Yeah, I'm in."
Yeah,
like, I don't. Granted, it's also like I have this character tattooed on my body.
Yeah,
you know, so like those last two movies were rough for me.
I didn't even mind the first
Mark,
one.
First one's fine.
Mark Webb one.
Second one,
it's terrible. It is terrible.
Second one has beats that are good, but they are few and far between.
Yeah, the first one,
that were good for me were the end credits.
Yeah.
No, I thought the
and then me beating the DVD against the wall.
when he saves Gwen, like that, I liked that scene except for like the hand web thing was weird.
Yeah.
But like there's a scene where he's got, I know you didn't like it, but he's got the fireman's helmet on and he's on the side of the fire truck.
Ugh.
And I was like, this is kind of like, this is Spider-Man. Ugh. Like this is a Spider-Man that I grew up reading.
I
hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it.
I like the first one. It just did not need to exist on any level.
Nope.
No, not at all.
And
that was
the problem.
Very frustrating.
Yeah.
But I did like, because I was always okay with the organic web shooters.
Yep, totally.
I was too. I thought it was a great addition.
I never had a problem with it. I liked that when they switched to mechanical web shooters, I liked
that he made them?
Science.
Yeah.
And the technology, like they explored it well enough.
Yeah.
And I honestly liked, I mean, that first Mark Webb one, I was like, I'm enjoying the Peter Parker story. I enjoyed Peter Parker.
Yeah.
I did not want to see Peter Parker. And I was like, Tobey Maguire, I swear to God, if you take your mask off one more time, first of all, there's no point in you having a mask because everybody keeps whipping their masks off.
The second one where he like takes like the mask comes off when he's on the subway.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, just like, what are you doing? Put it back on.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, here.
Just put it up over your nose.
Just
like, if you're going to do anything.
Nuts.
Yeah, but so. That's I thought he would, like, I feel bad for Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Cuz like he would have made a great adult Spider-Man,
yeah.
But they wanted him to be a kid, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that second movie.
It was pretty rough. So.
But yeah, there you go. I just wanted to hear what you guys thought of the suit.
I also just real quick, I didn't like the tonal shift of the trailer. The trailer was very serious. And I didn't like it going out on a kind of a wacky moment.
Note.
They wanted that, like, boom, aren't you excited about Spider-Man?
Yeah.
And they certainly got it.
Yeah.
But it just kind of undermined everything that came before it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Everything that we've seen from this movie looks so bleak. Yeah. At this point, I also do kind of wonder, like, tonally,
how
going to fit.
That's why I kind of wish it wasn't in. Like, if they're going to do it, like, I wish he would have been like, hey, Underoos.
Yeah.
And then, like, the web hits the shield. End.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you do.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's almost like the Doomsday thing where it's like, you know, what have you done? You hear this, you hear the roar.
Right.
End it.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. So, like, we all know he's going to be in it. It's not, they're not hiding it. Like, they've told us that he's going to be in it. He's going to be a major player in it.
Yeah. Although, obviously it worked because we
100 million
we're talking
views.
About it.
Well, also, it did like 100 million views in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Somebody from Batman Superman was like, oh, our trailer was way better. And it's kind of like, man, shut up.
What the
like,
deal
just stop.
There?
Stop trying to compete. Like, if you're going to, it's almost like WCW. See, here you go. WCW trying to compete with WWF.
So close.
At the time.
So close.
We almost did it.
Like, at the time, they always, like, WWF, when they were getting their asses beat, never brought them up.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't even mention that other company. Because why draw attention to it?
Yeah.
And that's the thing here. It's like, don't say da-da-da-da-da. Just let them. They've already kicked your ass so far down the road. Just do your thing and shut up about them.
So anyway,
that was the box office report.
Spider-Man, you get Animal Rights.
There somewhere.
Yeah, Animal Rights,
you get
wrestling,
Animal Rights,
Spider-Man.
You get Spider-Man, you get Trump, you get Bernie Sanders. This is just a feast for your
ears.
Noggin.
Cornucopia.
Yeah, a veritable plethora. A potpourri, if you will. And you will. Let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, we said lots of things to piss people off this week. So did we just mention the word Trump and Sanders? That should piss off everybody. All right. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. You can send Kevin a private complaint at Real Spoilers at ReviewSTL.com, or you can tweet us at
Real Spoilers on your Twitter machine device. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes, so feel free to go there and subscribe and rate and review. It helps us a lot. We haven't had any reviews in a while. Just point that out. So be helpful. We're getting real close to 100. So
we did get 1,500 likes on the Facebook
we
page.
Did. We went to 15, then we went to 14.99. I think we lost Disneyland Mike.
And I think
kidding. I'm just
but yeah. That's his cousin, Disneyland Matt.
Oh, that's yeah. What we, yeah. Then we went. Yeah, we're back over 1,500. Yeah, right. That was nice. But yeah, and if you want to join the League of Show Sharers, I will eventually remember. I had a long weekend. You know why I didn't get a chance to do it. So go there and do all that. It helps us a lot. And when people stumble across the show, they see the reviews, and we're not a well-funded podcast to where people know, like, they don't hear us on NPR.
I mean, I think our budget speaks for itself.
Yeah, nobody's on Stern saying, oh, yeah, check out my podcast. Like, that's not going on. So when people see reviews, they're like, well, maybe I will try out this kind of indie podcast I've never heard of. So that helps us. So it really does. So we appreciate everyone who's done that. And if you haven't, if you could take a moment out of your day, we're not asking you to give us money or anything like a lot of podcasts. The NPR ones that we just mentioned.
They jump for Cereal cash all the time. And all kinds of stuff, yeah.
So they're driving around and... Well, yeah, I'm driving around a new car, too.
Shut up. Because why?
I got
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, that's it for this week, or this episode. Coming up on the next episode, we will tackle 10 Cloverfield Lane. Until then, you have been warned.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.